Excellent meeting today, everyone. I especially want to congratulate R413315 for opening up about his disdain towards the human race.
Target annihilated.
Right. Monsters Anonymous starts same time next week. Get home safe.
Hey, Sean.
What's up?
I was wondering if you'd be up for grabbing a drink tonight.
Well, ain't this my lucky day?
Oh, no, I meant as friends.
Oh, sorry. It's just not every night a succubus as beautiful as you asks me out for a drink.
Sorry, I didn't mean to tease.
Nah, don't worry about it. Yes, I'd love to buy you a drink.
You can drink.
Not alcohol. Doesn't sit well. No food does. Really.
That sucks. No, I meant... I'm just not saying anything right tonight, am I? You're not going to try and suck my blood, are you?
No, not after last time. I can't handle drinking from people. Not until I kick this habit. It's just too much of a risk. I'll hurt someone. If I'm gonna live forever, I want to do it with a clean conscience.
Well, what will you do then? I'd feel bad if you couldn't join me.
I'm happy enough just keeping you company. Come on, I know a good place down the street.
Call them monsters. Judge for yourself. Four troubled individuals seeking to overcome their inner demons. Episode 4. A Penny for Your Thoughts.
You come here often?
I used to the whole vampire thing.
Can I get you guys something?
Penny?
Champagne cocktail.
And for you, sir?
Oh, I never drink.
He's the designated driver.
Sure thing.
You really haven't been doing this vampire thing for very long, have you?
Not really.
Don't worry too much about it. It's endearing.
So let me ask you. You've always turned me down when I asked you out for a drink before. What changed your mind?
Well, I saw you've been there for Warren, and he's opened up a little since you talked with him. And I thought maybe you could be there for me, too. I don't have anyone else to talk to.
I see.
Oh, God. I sound so selfish.
No problem. Everyone needs a friend sooner or later.
I used to have friends. At least I thought I did. I thought I had Ben.
Ben?
Before I met him, I was a pretty normal succubus. Sex was the center of my existence. Not mean or evil. It was just my natural response to any situation. Sex to heal, sex to hold, and sex to say thank you. Crap.
Excuse me.
Huh?
That change machine never works. I've got some extra quarters if you need them.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Don't mention it.
Maybe I can pay back your good deed.
Maybe it'd be cool if we just grabbed a drink sometime?
No one in 100 years had said no to me. You don't want me?
Oh, no. You're incredibly beautiful. I'd like to get to know you first.
He made me feel innocent. Clean, you know? No human has ever made me feel that way before. I didn't know it at first, but I was in love with him. So much that I wanted to live like a human. To be like him. To be closer to him.
What are you thinking about?
Can't you read my mind?
Why would you think that?
You seem to know exactly what I want when it matters.
You know what I mean. What are you thinking about?
You.
Good things?
Yeah. Good things. But it wasn't long before my instincts came back.
Jeez, baby, go easy.
Shut up. How could Ben understand what I was, what I needed to do? So I thought, humans being so adaptable, maybe I could make it okay to get what I needed and still hold on to him.
No, absolutely not!
He wasn't thrilled at the suggestion.
How could you ask that?
Sweetheart, humans are naturally polygamous. This whole monogamy thing is just the result of religious indoctrination to make taxing people easier. It's not natural.
It's natural for me. I'm not screwed up for only wanting to be with one person. Most people do.
Most people are lying.
Well, I'm not. You're the only one I want. You're the only one I need. I love you. And when you tell me you want to screw other people, it tells me I'm not enough for you.
Ben, love and sex are two different things.
Not for me.
Oh, so you'd love anyone you slept with?
No. I wouldn't sleep with someone unless I loved them. And if you want to sleep with other people, then this thing, you and me, this isn't going to work.
It's been a few months and I haven't heard from him. So far, I've managed not to have sex with anyone, and I'm trying to figure out how humans do it. This whole monogamy thing. I keep hoping that he'll call, then I'll check my messages one day and hear his voice, and everything will be okay. But it's so hard.
It's not easy to resist your nature, Penny. Not for anybody. But for what it's worth, I think you could do it. If this Ben guy has two brain cells, he'll know what a knockout girl you are, and he'll be back.
You really think so?
I know so. Meantime, you got friends. You got me, for one. Here's my card. If you need someone to talk to, I promise under no circumstances will I ever hit the sheets with you. Tempting though the thought may be.
Thanks, Sean.
Come on, I'll see you out. You'll be all right getting home?
Absolutely. I'll catch a cab. Thanks again, Sean.
Anytime. Take care of yourself, Penny. Keep your chin up, huh?
You too.
Whoa. That's intense.
Man, that's good stuff. Whoa, jeez. Who's there? Oh my God!
Anything can happen on a moonlit night in a dark alley.
Poor chap.
Just another midnight mistake. This episode of Inner Demons was written by Kevin Zarr. Our cast featured Evan Wolfsoniker as Robert, Steve Allman as Sean, Larissa Perrin as Penny, Mark A. Child as Ben, plus the talents of John Pagano, Eric Lauren, Edward Bosco, Ella Rakowski, Robert McCarthy, Eric Pabramski, Tony Malishak, David Sparacio, and Andrea Quintana. Inner Demons was directed by Gregory Krajewski, assistant director David Sparacio.
Music composed by Hannah Liberty.
Post-production by Alex Rumbos and technical director Eric Pabramski. Next time, Inner Demons Episode 5, Off the Coffin.
This program was produced for Columbia College Chicago School of Media Arts, Radio Department, Barbara Calabrese Chair, and WCRX-FM, the student-run radio station of Columbia College Chicago.